When the clock strike 10, yeah, I'ma start rolling all over again. Yeah. When the clock strike 11, yeah, don't you feel like you's in heaven? Yeah. When the clock strike 12, yeah, I got mine, see, all day old and well.
Crying won't ease your mind, and I'm begging you to come on in this house, yeah, this old house. When you hear me holler, oh yeah, 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 I love you so. If I had $1 million, I'd give you every dime. Just to hear you call me daddy one more time. I'm begging you, I'm begging you, come on in this house, yeah, this old house. When you hear me holler, oh yeah, 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 I love you so. Y'all better watch yourself this morning. I got myself a woman, you can have your man. And I'm begging you, I'm begging you to come on in this house, yeah, this old house. When you hear me holler, oh yeah, 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 I love you so. Mr. Bob, if you don't mind, come here. Trouble, trouble, trouble. One for the rest of my day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Welcome back to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis, and in tonight's program we have a guest, Adam Osmianski, who is a drummer and percussionist originally from Pittsburgh. He completed his master's degree at West Virginia University and has since traveled the world performing in concert halls, clubs, and festivals. He's been to Brazil, China, Southeast Asia, and throughout Europe, as well as, of course, at home in the U.S. Today, Adam lives in London. He works both as a leader and a sideman in a variety of musical settings with a primary focus on jazz and Brazilian music. He has played on a number of commercial recordings and recently released an album with his 9-piece Brazilian ensemble called Samba Azul Blue Samba. As an experienced educator, Adam teaches at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama in London and delivers online music courses for the West Virginia University. He is often asked to present clinics and masterclasses in the UK and abroad. And if you're interested, please check That Drum Blog, an educational resource focused on rhythm and drumming. So let us listen to Adam himself telling us how he connected to Brazilian music.
My experience with Brazilian music really started in 2007 while I was doing my master's degree at West Virginia University. I traveled to Brazil with two of my professors and two fellow students for a kind of mini exchange program. We went to the cities of Recife and Olinda in the state of Pernambuco, which is up in the northeast of the country, and it was really just one of those completely life-changing experiences for me. As soon as we stepped off the plane, something about it just completely grabbed me. It was just kind of the pace of life. It was the heat that hit us as soon as we stepped off the plane, the food, the way people spoke and interacted with each other. It was just everything about it completely sucked me in. And then, of course, on top of that, there was the music, which just seemed like it was absolutely everywhere. Now, prior to this, I knew nothing about Brazilian music. I was familiar with Antonio Carlos Jobim and some of the American musicians who played bossa nova, like Stan Getz, but that was pretty much about it. I had heard some samba sounds before, but I didn't really know anything about it or what made it tick. So to be there in Brazil, being inundated with all of this incredible music and culture, just blew me away. And as I said, we were up in the Northeast, so there was all of this music that I had never even heard of before, like forró and frevo and maracatu and on and on. Now, while we were there, some of the professors and students at the Federal University of Pernambuco took us to a record store, and, you know, not knowing anything about the music, I just said to them, just tell me what to get, and I'll get it. And they all just went nuts. They just handed me things left and right, saying, oh, you got to check out this guy. Oh, you got to check out this. This record's incredible. So me and the other two students that I went with must have bought, I don't know, probably 10 or 15 records each. And then we were passing them around and kind of sharing them with each other and checking them out and chatting about them. And looking back on it now, those students and professors really set us up well. They just introduced me to so many incredible musicians and albums. Like if I was hearing for the first time Hermeto Pascoal and Cesar Mariano, Erasmo do Espírito Santos, Marco Pereira, Hamilton G. Holanda, and just tons and tons of other great musicians. And at the time of the trip, I was struggling to decide what I was going to write about for my master's thesis. So that trip just kind of solidified it for me, and I started this really deep dive into all things kind of Brazilian rhythms and Brazilian music. And I was just listening to and reading anything I could get my hands on. Then when we got back to the States, I started looking for people in Pittsburgh that I could play with and that could potentially provide me with some guidance for my thesis, which is how I came to know Flavio Chamy. And he very graciously invited me to his house out in the North Hills, and we spent an entire afternoon just talking about Brazilian music and history and musicians and listening to records and everything. And it was really a great day that I got a lot out of. And while I was there, I heard Flavio's fantastic record for the first time called Especeria, which was actually the first time I had ever heard Joyce Moreno sing and her husband, Tucci Moreno, play drums. And for years now, he's been one of my favorite drummers and biggest inspirations. So when I put my band, Samba Azul, together, the title track of Flavio's record was one of the first tunes that we learned. And a few years later, we recorded it on our first record.
Certo está quem diz que é culpa do cabral, cujo apetite sempre esteve a mil, por um temperinho pro seu bacalhau, pôs isso anal e descobriu o Brasil. Logo que chegou e gostou do que ele viu, já que era chegado sem chegou e oh, gostou do que ele viu. Já que era chegado, cê cantou com pau, Brasil. Tanto que mandou abarrotar o seu navio. Minha pátria amada, com os mais gentil do Cabral, cujo apetite sempre esteve.
Was Especiaria Spices, a song by myself, this time in the CD Samba Azul by Adam Osmianski, in the voice of Joy Ellis, who also happens to be Adam's wife. Very good Portuguese diction, Joy, and take that from a Brazilian. But here is Adam telling us what we're gonna listen next.
We were only in Brazil for about 10 days, but the trip that we went on was part of a larger exchange program between WVU and a few universities in Brazil. So there were two Brazilian students studying at WVU, and I became pretty good friends with one of them. He was a piano player by the name of Diego Lira, who is still living in the States as far as I know, I believe down in Louisville. But Diego is from Recife, so prior to the trip, he was telling us about his hometown and giving me all sorts of pointers and helping me get some basic Portuguese together. And his mom and sister even came to our concert in Recife and gave me this beautiful handmade pandeiro, which I obviously still have, and I really cherish it. But after the trip, Diego was explaining a lot of the rhythms to me that I was discovering on all of these CDs that I had bought when I was in Brazil. So in a roundabout way, two of the songs that are on the Samba Azul record were kind of thanks to Diego. He had been suggesting all sorts of Brazilian music for me to check out, both old and new, and he introduced me to a group called Nosso Trio. And when I first heard this record, and especially the drummer, Kiko Freitas, I just absolutely wore that record out. I played it over and over and over and over and over again. And I spent a lot of time listening and transcribing and emulating what Kiko was doing on the drums, which ended up having a lot to do with how I learned to play Brazilian rhythms on the drum kit. I then found out that Nosso Trio had actually been the rhythm section for João Bosco, who, like pretty much every other great composer, I hadn't yet heard of, wasn't familiar with him at all. So that then kind of led me down the rabbit hole of João Bosco's music and eventually led to us recording one of his tunes called Senhoras do Amazonas on the Samba Azul record. And I was actually fortunate enough to see João Bosco play with Kiko Freitas on the drums here in London just before the pandemic hit. So that was quite exciting for me. But also on the Nosso Trio record is a modern arrangement of a piece called Vento Bravo, which Flavio explained to me at the time was by a composer named Edu Lobo. I had heard the name Edu Lobo before, but didn't really know anything about him. But the more I listened to his music, the more fascinated by it I became. He's such a unique and wonderful composer that we ended up recording three of his compositions on the record. But I think my favorite one is probably Boranda. And we got some of the ideas for this arrangement from the group Tamba Trio, who also recorded it in the 1960s.
Saber de ti e vi, vi teu tropical sem fim, quadrão de ser um mar longe arrangar, tantas cunhas e o curumim, o Irapura, o lua azul cantou pra mim. Rio vem saber de ti, meu mar, negro maracajari. Jardim, Iraquitas, tantas manhãs nós no capim. Juro pari, o Deus daqui jurou assim. Porque fugi sem fim. Me queres, só me feriu como me periferias, a mais civilizada das mulheres. O Rio vem saber de ti e vi teu tropical sem fim, patrão de ser uma longe arrancar. Tantas cunhas e o curumim, o Irapura, o lua azul cantou pra mim. Rio vem saber de ti, meu mar, negro maracajari, para pari, jardim, buiraquitas, tantas manhãs nós no capim, juro pari, o Deus daqui jurou. Assim, senhoras do Amazonas, que sois donas dos homens e das setas, porque já não há mais vossos
baixo, pois meu Deus não ouve não. Deve ser que eu rezo baixo, pois meu Deus não ouve não. Pois meu Deus não ouve não.
Thank you. opa, pra lá e pra cá. Vixe, que coisa mais linda, o paneguinho começando a andar. O paneguinho na estrada, opa, pra lá e pra cá. Vixe, que coisa mais linda, o paneguinho começando a andar, começando a andar, começando a andar. E já começa a apanhar. Cresce, neguinho, me abraça. Cresce, me ensina a cantar. Eu vim de tanta desgraça, mas muito eu te posso ensinar. Mas muito eu te posso ensinar. Capoeira posso ensinar. Ziquezira posso tirar. Valentia posso emprestar. Liberdade só posso esperar. Paneguinho na estrada, opa, pra lá e pra cá. Vixe, que coisa mais linda, o paneguinho começando a andar. O paneguinho na estrada, opa, pra lá e pra cá. Vixe, que coisa mais linda, o paneguinho começando a andar, começando a andar, começando a andar. E já começa a apanhar. Cresce, neguinho, me abraça. Posso ensinar, mas muito eu te posso ensinar. Capoeira posso ensinar, se quiser posso tirar. Valentia posso emprestar, liberdade só posso
was Edu Lobo's O Paneguinho from the CD Samba Azul by Adam Osmianski. Before that, two other pieces also by Edu Lobo, Casa Forte and Boranda, and we started the set with Senhoras do Amazonas, a song by João Bosco and Aldir Blanc. In case you're just joining us tonight, we're listening to the music of the percussion player Adam Osmianski, originally from Pittsburgh, who now lives in London. Here is Adam himself telling us more about his music and his career.
A lot of the tracks on the record had been in the Samba Azul repertoire for a while and were pretty well rehearsed because they were tunes that we had played on gigs. But the track Bolero was a very late addition. I just happened to stumble upon it late one night and was just really struck by it. It was sung by a singer called Luli, who herself was actually a pretty prolific composer, even though she didn't write this particular piece. And for some reason, even though we had enough material that we had already rehearsed and knew really well as a band, I just really wanted to put this track on the album. So I think we might have rehearsed it just once before we went into the studio and kind of just went in hoping for the best. And funnily enough, it came out really well and turned out to be one of my favorite tracks on the record.
Olha o balero, olha a bala de coco, todo mundo quer, todo mundo quer. Olha o balero, olha a bala de coco, todo mundo quer, todo mundo quer. Pai, o seu te pedir para comprar. Olha, é pequeno e não tem bola, é criança sem escola, onde é que ele vai parar? Só no baleiro, olha a bala de coco, todo mundo quer, todo mundo quer. Olha o baleiro, olha a bala de coco, todo mundo quer, todo mundo quer. Seu pai trabalha na obra, tijolo deixe pra não ter mais queixa, tem que trabalhar só. No baleiro, olha a bala de coco, todo mundo quer, todo mundo quer. Olha o baleiro, olha a bala de coco, todo mundo quer, todo mundo pra não ter mais queixa, tem que trabalhar só. No baleiro, olha a bala de coco, todo mundo quer, todo mundo quer. Olha o baleiro, olha a bala de coco, todo mundo quer, todo mundo
One of the things I enjoy doing musically is letting the influence of all this Brazilian music that I've studied come out in the other styles of music that I play. Sometimes this happens just naturally without me even kind of thinking about it, just because I've done so much of this music, while other times it's more of an intentional idea. And there are two good examples of this on pieces that I've recorded with my wife, Joy Ellis. Joy is a piano player and a singer who, in addition to having her own band that I play in, also plays in Samba Azul, so she's playing keys on the whole record and she sings on about half of the tunes, one of which being Especeria. She's released two albums in her own name so far and has a third one coming out next year. And when we're arranging her compositions for the quartet, I'll often take Brazilian rhythms and kind of work them into her pieces. So on her first record, she wrote a tune called From Dusk Till Dawn. And at the time, I was listening a lot to drummers like Cuca Teixeira, Edu Ribeiro, and still more Tucci Moreno. So when we decided to make From Dusk Till Dawn a samba, the styles of those drummers came out in it quite a bit. I gave the rest of the band some other rhythmic ideas to make it a little bit more stylistically appropriate, and I think the whole thing came out really well. And then on Joy's second record, she wrote a tune called Castles. And in the verse of the song, the bass, keys, and guitar are very sparse, which left me a lot of musical space to be creative with. So I took the rhythms of a style of music called maracatu, which comes from Pernambuco, which is where we were in Brazil on our trip in 2007. And Maraca 2 is a heavily syncopated and kind of jagged sort of groove that's very funky, and it's usually quite heavy and kind of aggressive. So I thought it would be cool to fill all that space in Castles with a Maraca 2 rhythm that I had orchestrated for the drum set, and then put a different sort of spin on the rhythm by playing them quite delicately as a contrast to the way that they're usually heard.
With pearls, head twisted in curls, from a golden crown down to the hem of a red silken gown, she has it, whatever it is. Stops the room, a glittering fire for all to admire. Freely drips with charm, she smiles sweet and lightly touches his arm. He'll do whatever she asks. Like the crystal clear martini, she draws up to her lips. Life's twisted sweet cacophony swallows her with one sip. She's in the prime of life, so she should enjoy it while she can. April flowers bloom, but lose their blossom soon. Who could begrudge her a thing? Laugh like you're winning. Beginning, I'm told. Dance through the twilight, let your flame burn bright till dawn.
painted the house a bright fuchsia pink, planted peonies by the kitchen sink, he pinned butterflies around the eaves, a refuge from reality. He decided not to go to work that day, to his cubicle sucking his life to gray. Gossip round the drinks machine, the small talk made him feel unclean, the slow decay of all his dreams. No time like grains of sand gushing through his open hands. Every turn revealed a wall, an acceptable excuse to do nothing at all. Far away, the golden orb fell into the blue. He fantasized of passing through. He'd step out over the red brick frame and float across the sun-drenched plain. Shrouded by tranquility, he'd wade into the silky deep and plunge into eternal sleep.
There's a pretty sizable Brazilian community here in London, and subsequently a pretty big Brazilian music scene. So when I moved here from Pittsburgh in 2013, getting involved in that scene was pretty much priority number one for me. And very shortly after I arrived, I got involved with a group called Rhythms of the City, led by a guy named Barak Shmuel, which is where I met a lot of really great friends that I still play with, and who went on to be to become members of Samba Azul and who appear on the record. Rhythms of the City, though, is a batucada-style group, like you might see at Carnival. Lots of percussion, lots of larger-sized drums as well. But in addition to classic Carnival pieces and samba and redos, we also play Brazilian styles like forró and frevo and maracatu on those batucada instruments. And we also play arrangements of pop and funk tunes in a sort of batucada style. The group is really modeled after the band Mono Bloco, who Barak has done quite a bit of work with over the years. We've had Gabriel Lopez from Mono Bloco even compose a few pieces specifically for Rhythms of the City, and other members of Mono Bloco have come to the UK to perform with us. So through being in Rhythms of the City, I've been fortunate enough to work with guys like Fabio Allman and Pedro Luiz, which has been a really, really great experience being here in London. And then also through Rhythms of the City and some of the other Brazilian connections I've just made over the years in London, I've had the chance to play drum set and pandeiro for Neguinho da Beija Flor and Ale Ferreira from the group Banda Black Rio. Both Ale and Fabio Allman also appear on the newest Rhythms of the City record that we recorded about 2 years ago, I think. Fabio is singing an Ojapa tune called O Que Sobrou do Céu, and Ale is on a Lenini composition called Jacques Sol Brasileiro.
TV um espelho, refletindo o que a gente esquecia. Faltou luz, mas era dia, dia. Faltou luz, mas era dia, dia, dia. O som das crianças brincando nas ruas, como se fosse um quintal. Cerveja gelada na esquina, como se espantasse o mal. Um chá pra curar essa azia, um bom chá pra curar essa azia. Todas as ciências de baixa tecnologia, todas as cores escondidas nas nuvens da rotina, pra gente ver por entre os prédios e nós. É, pra gente ver o que sobrou do céu. É, é, é. O sol invadiu a sala, fez da TV um espelho, refletindo o que a gente esquecia. Faltou luz, mas era dia, dia. Faltou luz, mas era dia, dia, dia. O som das crianças brincando nas ruas, como se fosse um quintal. Cerveja gelada na esquina, como se espantasse o mal. Um chá pra curar essa azia, um bom chá pra curar essa azia. Todas as ciências de baixa tecnologia, todas as cores escondidas nas nuvens da rotina, pra gente ver por entre os prédios e nós. É, pra gente ver o que sobrou do céu. É, 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 é. O que sobrou do céu. É, 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 é. O que sobrou do céu. É, é, é. O que sobrou do céu. O que sobrou do céu. O que sobrou do céu.
céu.
Olá, 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 ei. Olá, 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 ei. Olá, 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 ei. Olá, 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 olá.
Sobrou do Céu, played by Rhythms of the City, a band from London, England, which includes the drummer and percussionist from Pittsburgh, Adam Osmianski. As you can see, the name of tonight's program could be changed to From Ipanema to Pittsburgh to London. We will end tonight's program with the song Mambembe by Chico Buarque de Holanda. Mambembe is an interesting word in Portuguese. It means something like a second-rate traveling theater company, generally done with little resources. It could also be a mambembe circus, and these are traditional references to Brazilian popular culture. A mambembe theater might be second-rate, but the music we're listening tonight is not. I am Flavio Chamis. Thank you so much for listening to this program, and thank you, Adam, for being with us. Stay with the music of Chico Buarque de Holanda.
Você vai saber de mim, Mambembe secando debaixo da ponte, cantando por baixo da terra, cantando na boca do povo, cantando. Vou fazer meu festival, Mambembe cicano, debaixo da ponte, cantando por baixo da terra, cantando na boca do povo, cantando. Por baixo da terra, cantando.
Já que sou brasileiro e que o som do pandeiro é certeiro e tem direção, já que subi nesse ringue, o país do swing é o país da contradição. Eu canto pro rei da levada, na lei da embolada, na língua da percussão, a dança mucango dengo, a ginga do mamulengo, charme dessa nação.
Quem foi
que fez o samba embolar?
Quem foi
que fez o coco sambar?
Quem foi
que fez a ema gemer na boa? Deixou o oco no lugar.
Quem
foi? Que fez do sapo cantor de lagoa? E diz aí, Tião, Tião,
foi?
Foste,
foi?
Compraste,
comprei,
pagaste,
paguei.
Me diz quanto foi?
Foi 500 reais.
Me diz quanto foi?
Foi 500 reais.
Tião,
foi?
Tu foste,
foi?
Compraste,
comprei,
pagaste,
paguei.
Me diz quanto foi?
Just after 6 o'clock, which means it's time for the penguin on top of your TV set to explode! If you can find your radio amongst the penguin dust, tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Take a look at your watch, your clock, your cell phone, however you tell time. Maybe you tell time just by me telling you what time it is, but guess what? On a Friday night, we have now hit the midnight hour. On a Tuesday afternoon, the workday is over for many of us, and it's 5 o'clock. But either way, we've got a mock to get to. Before I get to the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millville, and they're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all the stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music that you want. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can visit Attic Records today in Millville or call them up at 412-821-8484. But we've got a mock to get to. Let's get some mock music going on in the background. Yeah, the mockster is not putting necessarily Bruce Springsteen under the mock light tonight. I am putting an entire album under the mock light tonight. Yeah, it was 37 years ago today. It was June 4th, 1984 that the Born in the USA album was released. So I was like, you know what? Let's just mock the album track by track. So that means the mock has a dozen tracks coming up for you in celebration of this iconic record that the Boss put out. We'll go side by side. So we're going to start things off with Richard Schindel doing his version of the title track. It's Born in the USA. It's the Viva La Mock Radio Show.
Born down in a dead man's town. First kick I took was when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat too much. Spent half your life just covering up. Got in a little hometown jam. So they put a rifle in my hand. Sent me off to a foreign land to go and kill the yellow man. I was born in the U.S. Born in the U.S. Born in the USA. Back home to the refinery. Iron Man says, son, if it was up to me, I went down to see my VA man. He said,
sun. Don't you understand? Born in the U.S. Born in the U.S. Born in the USA. I had a brother at Quezon, fighting off the Viet Cong. They're still there. Loved a woman back in Saigon. Got a picture of